Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. With her selection as the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, as Joe Biden calls her, Kamala, which is pretty funny. She's going to be, in the event that they were successful, which is beginning to look less and less likely, she would be the proverbial heartbeat away from being the chief executive of this country in our government. And recently, I've been publishing some things on Facebook where I get fact-checked. So, in order to, just for my own edification, I decided to clear the air and check out exactly what it is that, is being fact-checked. So, where does she stand on matters about the Second Amendment? She touts her career as a prosecutor, and according to the official site of California's Office of the Attorney General, she spent 8 years with the Alameda County District Attorney's Office, 1990 to 98, 6 years with San Francisco. During her time in those offices, she also picked up two side gigs. She was appointed to the California Medical Assistance Commission and the Unemployment Insurance Appeals Board. And those two jobs had a combined salary of $169,088. So for those of you that are thinking about going out and getting a side gig with maybe Uber, this is probably what you really want to get. From 2004 to 2010, she was the DA in San Francisco and used that as a launching pad to become Attorney General of California. And in 2016, she replaced Barbara Boxer as California's junior senator. Now, recently, places like AmmoLand and everything where I go get a lot of my information, they've been getting fact checked on Facebook, and some of the stuff that's being said about Kamala Harris is being labeled as fake news. And so let's talk about a few things. The straight scoop. Let's talk about the Heller decision, in which Washington, D.C.'s handgun ban was challenged on the Second Amendment grounds. It's being heard by the Supreme Court, and Harris's district attorney of San Francisco sought to have the court uphold the ban. In a brief filed by a number of district attorneys from big cities across the country, Harris was among those who stated the three D.C. code provisions at issue in this appeal do not violate the Second Amendment, thus necessitating a reversal of the lower court's decision. The Supreme Court did not agree, striking down D.C.'s onerous laws in a 5-4 ruling. Then there was the McDonald case, which resulted in the Supreme Court invalidating Chicago's handgun ban when it held the Second Amendment applied to the states under the terms of the 14th Amendment. Harris was not among the district attorneys who urged the high court to invalidate the onerous provision, and again it came to a 5-4 margin. On her campaign website for president, she boasted about how she stood up to the gun lobby and successfully defended California's gun violence prevention laws to legal challenge. They have something called the Gun Violence Restraining Order. In her time, Kamala Harris has supported many onerous burdens on those seeking to purchase guns. When she was the Attorney General, she defended the state's 10-day waiting period in the Sylvester case. The Ninth Circuit upheld the limits while the Supreme Court refused to review that decision. As senator, she has co-sponsored a number of bills that sought either universal background checks, which would necessitate a registry, to extend the amount of time someone could potentially have to wait or to retain records. And this included the Background Check Completion Act in 2017 and 2020, which would have eliminated any deadline to transfer a firearm. Micro-stamping. During her time as district attorney or attorney general, she did take action to points of her threats of using executive action to ban guns, according to Reason Magazine. 2013, she triggered provisions of California's micro-stamping law that, in effect, banned new models of semi-automatic pistols. Truth About Guns also reported on Harris's watch the handgun roster was also used to effectively ban new models of handguns, turning the state into a test bed for the forces of civilian disarmament. See, in California, if you want to buy a handgun, you can't buy the same handguns that I could buy, which is crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Then we come to the PDW, or she calls it the assault weapon, and the standard capacity magazines, which they call high cap. She has long pursued bans on PDWs, which she and the other Second Amendment politicians label as assault weapons. That's going back to 2004, when she supported efforts to keep the 1994 legislation from expiring. After Dianne Feinstein introduced a new ban in 2012, Harris released a statement saying, Senator Feinstein's renewed call to reactivate the federal assault weapons ban and to ban high-capacity magazines is in the best interest of public safety. These weapons of war are too often used to take innocent lives and do not belong in our streets. I was proud to stand with Senator Feinstein when she fought to restore the ban in 2004, and I'm proud to stand with her again today. 2016, when she was running for the Senate, she teamed up with Assemblyman David Chu in a tightening of California's already onerous semi-auto ban. Right now, the magazine issue is front and center in California. As of us talking about it right now, this is that 10-round arbitrary number that they came up with, that's been struck down by a three-judge panel for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, citing the Heller case, which all of these cases that come up where they're seeking to do something like ban magazines, only allow these guns. See, the handgun list, that should be ruled unconstitutional. Why should California only be allowed to buy guns from a certain list? But I digress. She also doesn't like firearms accessories. She likes to go after certain stocks and trigger modifications. Just can't have no fun with Kamala. And then there's concealed carry. And as California's top lawyer, she defended the May issue laws in court, even as those laws became non-issue in several jurisdictions, which is actually what they seek. She said in a statement, local law enforcement must be able to use their discretion to determine who can carry a concealed weapon. I will do everything possible to restore law enforcement's authority to protect public safety, and so today I am calling on the court to review and reverse its decision. See, there was a Peruta decision where some of this arbitrary stuff was laid out. Ed Peruta was the plaintiff in that. For a couple of days, constitutional carry was the law of the land. Nobody knew it, though. Then in 2016, the Ninth Circuit once again came down on her side. So she's got other things she wants to go after. She doesn't think gun owners deserve any privacy at all. That should be public knowledge. She also wants to go after firearms dealers and manufacturers when somebody uses their gun in a crime, in the commission of a crime. And then there's, safe storage. And she doesn't even like people that own guns to be able to speak their mind. She's against their First Amendment. If you practice the Second Amendment, she's against the First Amendment. So, in summary, all the stuff that they're fact-checking, those are actually facts. They're just getting it wrong because, of course, they have an agenda too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. coming from New Prospect Baptist Church Pastor Damon Lynch III. He said in a Tuesday opinion piece for the Cincinnati's The Inquirer, killers' voices are missing from the gun violence conversation. He's referring to the recent rash of shootings and murders in the city of Cincinnati over a three-day span, leaving 21 shot and 4 dead. And as it turns out, 4 of the people shot were connected to New Prospect Baptist Church, and 2 of those 4 died. And it's fair to ask why. Now, if we're going to listen to Reverend Lynch, it's due to, you know, it's due to a lack of systemic solutions, housing, employment, and education, none of which have been adequately addressed. Which, I'll explain something in just a second. But the fact is, systemic solutions already exist, just not the kind of fixes that are very popular to point out to a progressive circle. I'll give you an example. Right now in Minneapolis, a lot of businesses are going to not be coming back. In a lot of black communities where they have had riots and strife and looting and crime and everything else, they have a phenomenon now called a food desert. And this is where a business will simply say, it is not worth what we got to put up with in order to do business in this community. So the regular citizens of a community, the ones who are not criminals, the ones who aren't rioters, the ones who aren't looters, they then have to jump in their car or walk for miles or whatever it works out to be and go somewhere where the food is. Go to where the food is available. Wherever you don't have economic opportunity and educational opportunity, you're not going to have housing and employment and education. So, I just love Siri. Anyway, if you want housing, you get a job. If you want a job, you get an education. And you demonstrate the proper demeanor that makes you, you know, having you around is an asset rather than a liability. If you want an education, school is free from kindergarten to the 12th grade. If you want to dismiss the entire experience as worthless, that's an insult to those students from urban environments who have discipline. They have the discipline to study. They have the discipline to go out and stay there long enough to graduate, and then they go on to productive and successful careers. Now, many public schools have become an indoctrination center, where they're infested with a leftist administrative and public union incompetence. But the blame for that is on the progressives. Cincinnati Public Schools came in with a shameful district grade of D. By comparison, the school district where I live gets an A. And I learned something really interesting. Where I went to school, because when I was in school in the 70s, when I was, a child in the 70s, we were bused into places to integrate these schools, to integrate. And I, you know, when I'm sitting here and I'm going, I wonder why they felt they had to integrate the schools. Because schools are typically like stores. They're going to serve the community in which they sit, right? But as soon as they quit busing us to these schools, like I went to a junior high school called Hopkins Junior High School in Columbia, South Carolina, and I also would have gone to Lower Richland High School in Columbia, South Carolina, and I never made it there because we moved. Those schools are now almost entirely black because of the community in which they sit. Okay, so my question becomes, to what end did we bus children to schools in the 70s and the 80s if we were not going to... See, this is the thing about these social experiments. Everybody, you know, segregation is not a thing that you can get, you know. It comes down to the community in which people choose to live. That's part of the problem. Now, public schools spend in dollars, adjusted for both region and inflation, more than Christian Association schools and Catholic schools. Catholic schools spend $7,743, Christian schools $5,727. Public schools, comparably, that's $8,402. This is per child. So much for Reverend Lynch's first three scapegoats. Where he goes next, though, is a real forehead slapper. He said, when the questions are raised on how we stop the violence, I think there's a voice often missing from the conversation. But the voice never heard is that of the killers. We need psychologists, psychoanalysts, psychotherapists, and researchers to go into the prisons and speak to those convicted of taking a life to ascertain the deep hidden why in violent crime. There is nothing at all deep about evil, you know? There's nothing deep about this. It exists solely for the purpose that it can. It's opportunistic. And you know, this is sort of a deflection from the truth, and that's actually for political gain. These moral defects are not whole. Whatever answer they would give would be useless or worse, an imitation to spread finger pointing, excuse making, and blame apportionment. So how about they kill because they're indoctrinated, amoral, entitled, unable to control themselves, and they're not fit to move freely among those who are? How about that one? How about because remorseless murderers are evil? You're not going to get into their heads and figure out what was the precipitor that drove them this way. Maybe race can be a factor, but not as a cause of violent crime, but as an indicator of populations more influenced and ultimately victimized by a continuing history of destructive collectivist controls over their economy, over their education, and over the lives of those who never escaped the trap of a corrupt system. Because I hate to tell you this. I hate to tell anybody out there this. This whole Black Lives Matter statement, that's always been the case. That's always been the case. It has never been the case. They didn't. Unless you're a Democrat. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, is declaring a state of emergency following two nights of rioting and looting after the police shooting of a black man. Evers signing the executive order that also increases the presence of the Wisconsin National Guard in Kenosha County. As far as when this will end, Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, tells Fox News,
our mayors of these cities are allowing it to happen. And too many people in the National Democratic Party are just giving it a wink and a nod. And they think the chaos, I'm afraid, inures to their benefit in the next election.
A trial date is still pending for the confessed Parkland school murderer. Public defenders say they will not be ready to go to trial before the end of the year due to the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News. Louisiana and the southeastern coast of Texas is preparing for Hurricane Laura. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying extremely powerful winds are expected to hit parts of his state when Laura makes landfall on Thursday. As for Louisiana, Democratic Governor of Louisiana John Bel Edwards says,
"This has the potential to be the strongest hurricane to hit since Hurricane Rita, and it happens to be taking, at least for now, a very similar track to Hurricane Rita. So we should all be very, very careful."
More than 200 Ohio State students are being suspended before the school year even starts. 228 students reportedly broke school rules around social gatherings. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 60 points to close at 28,248. The S&P gained 12 to finish at 34,44. And the NASDAQ added 87 to close at 11,466. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So a lot of people are buying guns and have been for months now. Ever since it became clear that COVID-19 was here, people have been buying firearms. And there's a lot of reasons why people would buy firearms. While COVID-19 and concerns related to that might have been an early driver, there were a lot of things that sort of spurred that on. Remember when the food industry executive got out there and said there might be a food shortage? You know, there's a lot of things that happen when the economy stops. So that was the COVID part. Then we've gotten other reasons to buy guns now. But where is that? There we go. A lot of our understanding has been based on speculation and anecdote. And that's not hard data. So, there's this place called A Girl in a Gun Shooting League. They've done a little digging to quantify things a bit. In July 2020, A Girl in a Gun conducted a survey of more than 6,000 members to specifically focus on women's reasons and interests. Results showed that 43% of women joined AG and AG to practice self-defense skills. 92% were in the process of obtaining or already have acquired their concealed or open carry permit. This complemented the NSSF survey data that 25% of first-time buyers have already taken some form of firearms training. And 63% inquired about taking a firearms safety course in the near future. In alignment with retailer sales, AG and AG also saw an influx in new memberships. In July 2020, memberships were up 150% over the previous year. The survey showed that 40% of respondents had been involved in firearms training for less than 1 year, and more than half involved for 5 years or less. Follow-up survey of new first-time gun owners asked specifically what spurred them into seeking firearms training. Here we go with the hard data. 14% it had to do with riots, fear of mobs, and civil unrest. 12% upcoming elections, concern of bans. 12% urged by family member or friend. 8% just learned about training opportunity. 8% new firearm in household. 8% lack of law enforcement resources or, you know, defunding the cops. 7% pandemic / uncertainty of access to essentials. 7% fear of targeted violence / discrimination. 7% rising unemployment / fear of crime. 4% quarantine boredom, try something fun. 3% ammo shortage, concern of waiting. 3% stimulus check provided opportunity. With that last one, I would have to conclude that this is an honest assessment. They also found that a lot of women weren't just buying guns, but taking advantage of training opportunity, which is very, very good news. But in the name of fairness, we also need to note a couple of shortcomings in this survey, because there's a sampling bias here. The survey really just shows why a girl and a gun members bought guns, which may or may not be reflective of society as a whole. These women were possibly more likely to purchase a gun in the first place than many other women, for example. But we know we have 5 million new gun owners that are in the, in the ranks with me, you, you know. But I'm of the belief that there isn't an exact breakdown of why many women have purchased firearms this year. It's just a close approximation. And this at least fits with the anecdotal data that I've seen over the last 6 months. And it is probably a fairly representative sample. Now, we know there's a lot of women out there who are buying guns, and now we have a glimpse as to why. This makes me wonder just how much of this current trend will impact the coming election, because women are a very big demographic for the same politicians who push anti-gun policies. And if more and more women do become active gun owners and Second Amendment supporters, will that be enough to sway these politicians to drop the anti-gun rhetoric? Or will it result in them being beaten severely in the election? The thing about women and guns, and this is a really good part of it, a really great benefit to women and guns, women owning guns, women training with guns, women carrying guns, is that it is very hard to make the argument that women shouldn't be able to carry a gun for self-defense, because women are the ones that are targeted. Black women, especially, are the ones targeted for most crime. And that also sort of correlates with how many black women are buying guns today, because the fastest growing segment of the American population that are new gun buyers are black women. Now, I have no problem with women being the saviors of the Second Amendment. I myself, I myself have only just begun to be able to go to a gun class and open my mind. Because most of the time, it used to be when I would go to a gun class, I would have this vision in my own head about what I was going to do and, what I was going to take away from this and how I was going to be the best shooter there and the fastest shooter there. And so then when I would shoot, I'd try to be the best shooter there and the fastest shooter there. And then there would be a bunch of things that happened. Like in one class I went to, I was so busy trying to be the best shooter there and the fastest shooter there that my color blindness got the better of me, because there was a target that was the same color as the background and I could not pick it out, and it represented a head that I was supposed to shoot and it was going to pop around to the other side, right? I couldn't see it. So after I just fired a string as I'm backing away from a big steel target, that was very impressive. It was faster than anybody there, and it hit each and every shot. Ding, 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 ding. I just sounded great. I come around there. It took me 9 shots to accidentally hit that target. Now, if I'd been paying attention, I would have not wasted the other 8 shots, but that's what happens when you get out there and you go into a class and you don't have an open mind. Women have open minds when they go to classes. Women retain more of the stuff when they go to classes. Women will actually listen. They already breathe better than we do. They already have a better touch for the target, or the trigger rather, than we do. So, you know, a woman with a pistol in a class is a beautiful thing. And I'm not going to applaud over the air, but I applaud your inclusion into our discipline. And I applaud your inclusion into being gun carriers and to take, you know, acknowledging what the rest of us have already acknowledged. It's not because we want to usurp the police. It's because we can't wait on them. National average waiting time for a police call is 11.11 minutes. That was before all of this defunding the police nonsense started. So I don't know what it's going to be now. I really don't. So welcome to the fold, ladies. It's very great. It's great to have you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. the Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Some of America's most pro-gun people live in some of the most anti-gun locales in the United States. They're like plants that can survive the harshest desert climate. They are among the hardiest of our kind. And for those in the know, they are as much a part of the Second Amendment landscape as cactuses are in the desert. In New York City, the epicenter both to America's COVID-19 outbreak and to the anti-Second Amendment fervor, one of the city's gritty gun culture icons has already succumbed to the economic pressures of the Big Apple interminable lockdown, and another is fighting for its life. The bad news, John Jovino Gun Shop on Grand Street in Little Italy in Chinatown had served New Yorkers since 1911, and they billed themselves as the oldest gun shop in the USA. Ironically, 1911 was the same year Tammany Hill grifters, including Senator Timothy Sullivan, enacted a New York state law that made possession and carrying of concealable firearms subject to a license issued at the discretion of local officials. And in New York City, the infamous Sullivan Act was openly promoted as a way to keep firearms out of the hands of such undesirables as working-class Italian immigrants, or the same people the New York Times described at the time as low-browed foreigners. Born in that inauspicious time, John Jovino Gun Shop nevertheless managed to survive World War I, the Spanish flu, pandemic of 1918, the Great Depression, World War II, the Hong Kong flu pandemic of 1968-69, the blackout of 1977, the Cold War, and 9/11. Passersby were lured to the store by the unlikely sight in Manhattan of a giant wooden revolver hanging outside the shop. But thanks to this modern manifestation of the Sullivan Act, there could be no impulse purchases of any such handgun at John Jovino. That act in New York City is still treated as a privilege reserved for the well-heeled or the well-connected. And at best, it involves hundreds of dollars in fees and takes the better part of a year if it proves possible to the average city resident at all. In the 20s, John Jovino Gun Shop passed from its namesake founder to the Imperato family, who at the time lived in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. And beginning in the 1990s, the business even included a gun factory in Brooklyn, which made reproductions of Civil War-era Henry rifles and cap-and-ball Colt revolvers. That later moved to Bayonne, New Jersey, and lives on as Henry Repeating Arms, now makers of the fine lever-action rifles. I got one in there in the one of the other rooms that is earmarked for my grandson. More recently, the Manhattan retail outlet was able to survive on the business of the local law enforcement community and some especially determined citizens. And fittingly for a New York City staple, it also appeared in hard-nosed film and television productions like Serpico and Law and Order. Charlie Hu, the store's manager since 1995 and known in the neighborhood as Gun King Charlie, spoke emotionally to the local press upon the store's closing last week. "Very emotional right now. As you can see, I'm having a rough day. Everything is super sad. My whole life went into this." And throughout the day, according to the article, longtime friends at the NYPD called to thank Mr. Hu for responsibly serving the local community and to wish him well. And then a call came from the boss himself, Anthony Imperato. "You are completing the mission," he told his faithful employee of 25 years. Meanwhile, uptown on West 23rd Street, there's a survivor there. A lone survivor of the New York Second Amendment community continues to fight for his life. If you think making and selling guns seems unlikely in New York City, maintaining a public range in the heart of Manhattan seems downright preposterous, doesn't it? But it's there. West Side Rifle and Pistol Range has done just that for over half a century since its founding in 1964. Now it is Manhattan's last surviving public range, offering equipment, facilities, and training to help local gun owners exercise their Second Amendment right. But it helps New Yorkers negotiate the complicated process of applying for a handgun license in the city, which you have to have just to possess it. It's located in a basement of a large office building, and it's been run since 1989 by Darren Leong, a former New York State peace officer, who said a lifelong interest in firearms was shaped by uncles on both sides of the law. In New York, you're likely to go by West Side to shoot the breeze as the targets in the range multiple shooting bays are being popped. Sort of like a barbershop, you know. It has a very friendly, welcoming atmosphere. Mr. Leong is a staunch supporter. He's one of those hardy people. And prophetically, he told NBC 3 years ago, "If I ever close, I might be killing off a whole couple of generations of shooters ahead of us." So it's always in the back of my mind that it's important to maintain the range and to maintain it correctly. In New York, members of the gun owning community of New York have started a GoFundMe to help keep West Side Rifle and Pistol afloat during their ongoing COVID-19 lockdown. Without that opportunity for regular income, that can doom even the most resilient of businesses and business owners. To date, they've been very generous for them, and the range remains determined to fight on as long as possible. The organizer of the GoFundMe effort said, "It's both overwhelming and humbling to realize how many folks care and love us." So for the time being, West Side continues. They are a symbol that even the city's most notorious anti-gun snobs, chief among them, Michael Bloomberg, have not been able to extinguish them yet. What the song said of New York is as true for the Second Amendment as it is for aspiring talent. If you make it there, you can make it anywhere. I want to go to New York. I want to go and I want to walk amongst the architecture, take pictures, shoot video. I want to go to B&H Photo. I want to go to the food trucks. I want to go, I want to go to Times Square. I've never actually walked on those streets. I want to do it. But I haven't yet. And I probably won't get to. Because I would have to go unarmed. But there are people in New York that are, you know, I say a lot of times that people that live in these areas should just get up and go to where the freedom is. And I understand why some people do and why some people don't. But then I think about these guys who are staying in place, and they're remaining, and they're surviving, and they're making things work. And I realize I don't really have it easy where I'm at, but I have it easier than they've got it. I don't have to jump through any of the hoops that they have to jump through. I don't have to do any of the things. I don't have to spend any of the money that people in New York have to just to own a gun. I don't have to go in, I don't have to worry about, can I buy this gun or that gun like I do in California? I don't have to worry about, can I own an AR-15? I don't have to try to find a workaround for that. So for these people, the stay to fight, hats off. Absolutely hats off. I just keep that in mind, as we all should, as we continue to fight for the right. And bear in mind that some people have it worse. It still doesn't mean I don't think they should move out and come join me where I'm at or somewhere close to where everybody's at and actually prosper, actually thrive. But they got grit. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.